Head over to the livestock side, this cattle market. It's lower, waiting on the cash. Where are we sitting with this trade?
I think you've got a lot of people looking at this and anticipating some seasonal weakness coming into Labor Day after having a good run there in the cutout price. Right now, the cutout is still about 3% higher than it was last year, which is still a good value. They do need the rounds and the chucks to start picking up to kind of even this value out. But I think you're just seeing, like you said, people waiting on some cash, waiting on a seasonal weakness that normally takes place this time of year, expecting that the Labor Day buying is going to start drying up. And obviously, the concern would be that if corn continues to move higher, even though we're seeing some weakness today, these markets are going to have to start catching up with this to make it even possible for this to work out. Right now, if there's some weakness on feeders or strength on feeders, the cattle market seems to be kind of following that right now as well. If you look at hogs, we are with the corn price, although you would think that with the corn price going higher, hogs would have to gain to make this worthwhile. You're seeing an opposite effect, and they're just expecting it to cause more liquidation, which is causing heavier slaughter rates, which is putting more meat onto the market into the short term. So you're really seeing these upfront months take a hit, even though some of the cash has stayed somewhat strong and somewhat steady here in hogs at the upfront. As you look out a little bit further into the December and even the February today, they're expecting a lot more meat to be coming onto the market overall. And so it is causing some strength in the deferred, too, because we know this is going to create a hole. But right now, they're just looking at it as more liquidation as corn goes higher.